So we're going to be talking about the Kohimarama Forest, which someone also mentioned in a text, so that works out. So this forest in Auckland's Eastern Bays is under the threat of being sold for residential development. A push is now on to find a way of buying the land to preserve it as a publicly owned ecological reserve. I spoke to Michelle Brinsden from the Eastern Bays Songbird Project, who shares concerns about the future of Kohimarama Forest. Here's that interview.
Yeah.
Right, so I just wanted to talk to you today about the Kohimarama Forest, which is being sold to property developers. Can you speak to some of the concerns you have about this?
Oh, where do I start? look, we're hoping to hear some good news today. We've presented some other options to the Melanesia Mission Trust Board, so we're hoping that they take us up on some of those other options. Look, just for one, the size of it is significant, and in this area, when you look at an aerial view, you can see that the Kohimarama Forest is quite massive, and it serves as a really good ecological corridor from birds and other critters, basically using that corridor to come right across Auckland and out to the Hauraki Gulf. We've had fish migrate up into the stream. So the headwaters are, like I say, intact, and that water, if it was contaminated or developed, would have knock-on effects down all the way down to Kohimarama Beach, which is heavily used by many people that come from different areas to come and swim at that beach. The forest structure itself has never been developed, so it's never been put into pasture. So there is a great amount of carbon locked up in that forest, even in the soil. When we talk about the trees are very old. There has been criticism in the past about weeds invading the area and taking over. And part of the Eastern Bay Songbird Project, we have been improving that habitat over the last 18 months to ensure that it can thrive and be the best it can be. And we are getting a lot of birds nesting in there. This year we've had kereru nest, which is really unheard of in urban forests. So we're really excited to see that bird life coming back. And of course, we've been trapping pests in there for years. So we know that rat activity and possum activity is very, very low. I guess in the last few weeks, the momentum has been building, and we've had various ecologists and specialists through the forest assessing it, so we know exactly what's there, if there was any risk of what's being lost. At least we have a catalogue now of what is in the forest. So I guess at a landscape scale, it's very important, provides that corridor through the suburb, and at a landscape scale, it's actually protecting that water flowing down to Kohimarama Beach. What else would you like to know?
Yeah, no, that covers quite a lot. But one issue that came up was that residents and also local politicians were upset that the council rejected an offer from the trust board to buy it without consulting those elected members. So what would be the best case scenario in this case with the Kohimarama Forest? What would you want to see the land be used for?
Yeah, so ultimately we want to see the land protected, the forest protected forever. We feel there is the momentum and the support behind that from both the local board and the residents and wider communities. We've got schools on board, we've got other church groups, we've got people who have come from all over Auckland to show their support. Unfortunately, a few years ago, the SEA, so the Significant Ecological Area, got removed from the forest, so all protection was removed. There's very small pockets of SEA that still remain, so they are still protected, but the wider area is not protected. So we want to see it preserved. We want to see it turn into a model of what we can do with other areas. We want to see it used in the community. We want to see the schools come in and use it as an outdoor classroom. We want to have it as a model for restoration for other areas. It's not just about locking it up for a few residents. It's to showcase what we can do if we can get behind this and build momentum and actually say this matters to us in the wider context of Auckland. So we actually have big plans, and I say we, there's a lot of people involved now, and even the local board are very supportive of it. There may not be money at the moment from Auckland Council. It's a very hard situation that we're in with COVID and everything else that's happening. If we can delay the sale, if we can lease the land until there is a potential for Auckland Council to provide some money, or we can fundraise the money through other means, that's what we're really hoping for, is just a delay. The whole process has been so fast-tracked. We've literally had 3 weeks to come up with a solution, which is very, very unfair. We could have been having this conversation a year ago and we could have come up with the funds by now. So we know that crowdfunding and public funding does work, and this is what we're hoping for Kohimarama Forest.
And if people are wanting to help or wanting to show their support for protecting the land, how can they do that?
Yes, so please head to our website. We've had a very lovely website set up, which has got all of the relevant information. It's got our vision in there. It's koeforest.com, and it has a little tab on how you can help. So please head along to that and see how you can help out. If we do, so hopefully we'll hear today if we can get a delay on the sale and if we can potentially lease that land from the Melanesian Mission Trust until we can provide the funds to purchase it. So that will be happening in the next few hours. Hopefully by the end of today we will find out the conclusion of that. So we'll be putting updates on the website.
Okay, so people can check the website to find out the outcome of that.
Yes, yes.
Great. And are you hopeful, just lastly, that they're going to hear you out and that is going to be the case? Or do you have some concerns based on previous work that you've done that this issue is being ignored?
Well, look, I think people are really starting to wake up, and unless they highlight some of these things that have been lost, then they just go underhand and they get lost without people really noticing until it's too late. So we believe that this can't happen. So whatever way we can stop it, we're going to try our hardest. Just in the next suburb over in Mission Bay, we've recently had an environmental disaster where another gully has been developed, and there was a sewer overflow which went all the way down to Mission Bay Beach, and people have been affected by that sewer flow. So we know that this site, Kohimarama Forest, so even though it has this beautiful ecology and intact forest, it does have major infrastructure that runs through that site for wastewater. And, you know, if that was developed, we could see a humongous environmental disaster which would flow on to the Hauraki Gulf. We are literally spending millions of dollars trying to protect the Hauraki Gulf. It doesn't make sense to destroy an intact headwaters that will directly impact those areas. So it is a no-brainer that it is not developed and it is locked up forever and protected.